This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello and welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. We love hearing from you. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. Our Instagram is Asexuals Anonymous Podcast. Those DMs are always open. And so are my personal DMs on TikTok and Instagram. My TikTok is AmyButler66, AmyButler66. And my Instagram is AmyButler96. Please remember to like, rate, subscribe, download, comment, all of the fun stuff. And also, actually, I think that's about it. Let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, welcome to episode number 30, the big 3-0. How are you, my anonymous friend?
Oh, I didn't realise that there were so many episodes. I'm all right, babes. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I didn't realise either. And last week I did make a mistake with the episode number and I checked it. And this is, we've hit a milestone.
Well, you said it was either 29 or 30 last week. So you,
yeah,
you were right. You were also wrong, but you were right.
I was wrong, but it's kind of annoying that it wasn't the big 3-0 on the first episode back of season 2. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
No, but now we can celebrate wrong, it properly fine. Together by we doing can. An episode.
Also, I've got my headphones in this week. It might sound a little bit better.
You have. You've gone old school with the wires. I love it.
I feel so old school. And you know what? We did just do a nice little mic test and we can talk over each other now.
Yeah, we love interrupting each other.
Because it was really annoying how it would cut one of us off before. And we had the conversation of like, we need to try and not talk over each other. But we can do it now. So
yeah,
it's
we
fine.
Can. I'm just going to interrupt you.
And also, I feel I'm a bit nervous it's going to like rattle. So I might hold it out here a little bit. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Just see. Just see where the moment takes you.
See how it goes. Yeah, also, I feel like I've made headway on the eye situation, for those of you watching, and those of you that might care. They are still a bit gammy, so I apologise.
That's a great word.
Gammy. Big gams.
Big gams.
I don't know how you say this. CeraVe?
CeraVe.
CeraVe's come to the rescue. So I'm putting that on like every 20 minutes. So bear with if I whack that on halfway through. It's because my eyes are feeling dry, drier than the Sahara Desert. That's the situation at the moment. Drier than, you know what I'm thinking. Don't laugh. It's not funny.
Sorry, I didn't think you were going to go there.
Sorry, I went there. I feel like I'm allowed, it's fine.
No, it's fine, it's all good. We're all friends here.
So, yeah, how have you been? Good week, bad week?
I mean, it's only Tuesday, so I'm hoping it's a good week.
The illusion here.
They don't know which Tuesday it is. Mysterious. No, I had a bit of a heavy weekend. A good weekend, but busy and lots of drinks. I was fragile on Sunday, so then obviously I just went back out and went to watch a show and then drank more drinks.
Because why
Because if
not?
you go to certain venues, like, you know, the smaller, like, O2 venues,
Yes, I do.
you can get pints there. Well, it's not really a pint, but I kept going to the bar, and she said to me, she said, "I've seen you a few times." I said, "Yeah, I like a beer." Thought, you need to judge me. And she said, "Well, it's probably just easier if I give you large beers." And I was like, "I'll have a large beer." And it was a 2 pint glass, like plastic
Oh
cup
my
that fit
goodness.
like 2 pints in. So it was like going back to like Johnny Depp mega pint situation, which was crazy for me to do on a Sunday night before work on a Monday morning.
You are living a crazy life.
Oh, I did. I lived all the wild things, and then yesterday I felt like I'd been exhumed going to work.
Brilliant. That's what we
Yeah,
love.
but no, it was a good time. It's all good.
That's
This
good.
week has been fine so far, so hopefully that's an indication of what's
We're
to come.
actually, we're so different in that respect. So I went out Saturday and was having half pints because I was like,
Northerner though, me, babe.
yeah, you're hardcore.
I'd have a
But,
beer at my breakfast if it wasn't so frowned upon.
I can't do a 2-pinter because by the time like I get halfway, it's gonna be warm.
Oh yeah, no. See,
That's why I
I'm.
quite like a half pint, because then it's, you know what I mean, once you finish your half, you can get another half and then you've had a pint and that's actually been cold the whole time.
Yeah, but that's not economically, like financially.
Yeah, most of the time, like a half pint is just half the pint in price, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know how these pubs play it, but I'm just stick to getting pints and 2 pints,
Yeah, fair enough.
just for safety reasons, really. Anything.
Safety reasons. That's good.
Listen.
I don't know. I wonder. I think this is quite common, what I'm about to say. But, dear listener, you'll be proud to know, pleased to know, I came on my period.
Woo! That is like the first question that I asked before we started recording.
It
I said,
really
"Can I ask you a
affected.
personal question?" As
I
if, you know, we don't just talk about our sex lives all
was
the
gonna
time, or
say.
lack of sex lives all the time on a
I
podcast.
actually don't find like talking about my period very personal at all. Like I'm so open about it. And like
I think it's good.
I went out on Saturday and I fully just was like in the club with my tampon, like waving it
Yeah,
about at one
do
point.
it,
I was
girl.
like, I feel like I really wanna beat this stigma. Is that what it is?
Yes, well,
Like
that's
I
the thing
just
is, that's what we talk about with asexuality. We kind of just don't want, we want people to understand it more and not be bothered about things like that. So it goes hand in hand with that, I would say.
Yeah, I think
I
I'm quite that
appreciate it.
person.
I
I'm
appreciate
quite
it.
like fuck the society norm. Anyway, so but then also like whenever so last week obviously I was in a bit of a shitty downy mood. And then I come on my period and it's like a flip of the switch. And but it's also a flip of the switch with like how I feel about people. Do you know what I mean? So like going out on Saturday, I was feeling flirty. Do you know what I mean? Not too flirty. Like, let's not be stupid here. But flirty enough to be like, oh, I'm feeling flirty. Do you know what I mean? And
Nice.
it was
Okay.
nice. It was nice.
It's good. It's good. We like a
So,
little
yeah.
flirty vibe.
I love a little flirt. Don't get me wrong.
I flirt with everyone.
But also, sometimes, like, I have to be careful because sometimes I don't really know when I'm flirting and when I'm just being nice and normal. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
sometimes people can take my nice and normal and just being a chatty person as a big old flirt, and I'm like, oh, hold up. That
Well,
was not
I
me
said it to you,
flirting.
didn't I? Someone was talking to me the other day, and I was like, I don't know if they were flirting with me or not.
Yeah. See, I'm very bad at reading it, and I'm very bad at, like, what's the word? Sensing myself, like sense,
Yeah.
do you know,
Like, if you're
censoring
flirting,
myself.
yeah.
Do you know what I
Some,
mean?
I mean,
Do you know what I
sometimes
mean?
I know when I'm just like laying it on thick, but
Sometimes, yeah.
you're aware and you're enjoying it and you're having fun. I think, you know, in the right situation, flirting is like, I would love to just flirt as like a job.
But watch me, in 2 weeks' time, I'll be like, no one fucking talk to me. I don't want anyone to touch me ever in my whole entire life.
Yeah,
Do you know
that's
what I mean?
fair.
Yeah, it's
I
weird.
also I love flirting when there's no I'm very aware that there's going to be absolutely nothing come from it. That's my favorite kind. Like, I'll go into work and flirt with like the middle-aged ladies in the office, like it's going out of fashion, or like the cleaners at work don't know what's hitting when they come and see me, and I'm like,
I
yeah,
don't do that.
you're like a 58-year-old grandma, and I'm coming in, I'm like, listen, Sheila.
All right, show
love
you
what you did with it. Love what you did with the tables.
Oh my god, I can't. So yeah, I don't know. I don't, your jokes. I don't really know what to say to that.
Stop flirting with 57-year-old Chima.
Stop flirting with me. God.
I love flirting with you.
I love it when you flirt with me. Don't get me wrong.
I feel like that's just our level of conversation now. We flirt with each other, but if anyone ever said, we were out at one point and someone said, I think it was when we went to Pride, and someone said to me, oh, you two, like, would you two know? I was like, no, we're like siblings at this point. We'll flirt with each other, but it's way too far. Like, way too far.
It's a shame, really, because it would be great and it would make sense.
Oh, I would love it if me and you could fall in love, but it's just not.
If not we could fall in love.
We'd have to end the podcast. We'd be like, guys, sorry, we can't do any more episodes because... Actually, no, we probably could. We could do it as like a...
I think we could.
You know, asexuals in love. Instead of asexuals anonymous.
Oh my god, this is...
No, we're not going to be in love. Don't try it now.
No, I'm just thinking, this is a great storyline.
This would be so good for the plot if me and you dramatically fell in love across the screen.
It would be cute.
We're not in love, guys. Sorry if we're burst of a bubble.
Unfortunately. Sorry, yeah. Guys. But also, that just reminded me of the book by Jacqueline Wilson, that Jacqueline Wilson wrote, Girls in Love. That was fun.
Oh, I used to read that. I'm a big Jacqueline Wilson girl when I was growing up.
Massive. Huge.
And I really felt like a grown-up when I went from, like, the Tracy Beaker section to, like, the Girls in Love section. Because, like, they were, like, for, like, young teens and whatever.
Yeah.
Felt like I was going from, like, Thomas the Tank Engine to 50 Shades of Grey. And that was, like, the step up that I felt like I was doing.
That just clicked what you said.
Just pure Tracy Beaker to, like, pure porn, even though it wasn't.
We have to be wary. Like, most of our audience is actually not from the UK, so apologies.
Sorry.
But Jack
everyone
Wilson,
knows Thomas.
Tank Engine.
Yeah, and 50 Shades. That was, like, why I made the connection.
Oh, fair. Yeah, you're thinking good.
Outside of the UK.
I actually heard, sorry if you don't know who Jacqueline Wilson is, she's basically an author for, like, kids, and that's what we grew up on, and she was just queen of life. And I heard that she's writing for adults.
Ooh, like, oh, I'm all over that.
I know. And then I don't really use Vinted as much as I should use Vinted, but I went on there the other day, and my previous search history or some of my saved stuff was some Jacqueline Wilson books, because I was like, oh, I want to read them again.
I've got loads.
I know, I think I actually do up in the loft, but I'm not going up in the loft. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, do you know what? I need to start, because I'm not a huge reader at all, but how much of Ellie's book have you read? Have you read much?
I'm going to be honest. I've listened to more of it than I've actually read.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's, like, do you know what? I think for
Ellie's
me...
Ellie's book, if you are new, is a book based on an asexual character called That's What She Said.
Yes, yeah. So I, do you know what? I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's hard because I'm just so busy, but yeah. with listening to it, it's like I can put it on in the background. But I feel like
need to
when
do that.
I finish
I didn't know it,
it
was available. Yeah. That's cool. I might do that on the way to work. Yes. Okay. Cool. Well, you just
because it's voiced. I'm sure. Weird. Unless you know, Ellie, if you're listening, I'm really sorry. But I'm sure it's voiced by people from sex education.
Oh, yeah, she said. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay, right. I'm going to get on that.
Get on it. ASAP. Get on it.
I need to do that. Because reading is just... I know and I really should do it. And I'm trying to, like, journal more. It's not happening. It's just
It's just
not happening.
So time-consuming. And I always feel like when I'm doing something like that, I feel, like, almost a bit stressed about it. Because I'm, like, I'm sitting here and I'm reading. I'm enjoying it. But I feel like I've got so much stuff I need to be doing, like jobs and things
but
like that.
On the flip side, like, I'll happily binge, like, a series on iPlayer, Netflix, something like that. I'm such a visual person, as in, like, I wonder if that's the actor in me. Maybe. Do feel like I'm a lot of the time whenever I watch something, I'm, like, learning. And, like, reevaluating.
Well, some of my friends who, like, listen to the podcast, like, they... don't enjoy listening to it, but they, like, prefer watching it on YouTube, so...
Some people apologise about the gammy eye at the minute. If you're watching,
some people prefer a podcast like on YouTube because it's like you've got something to watch. So I think it's different people, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so true. Apologies if you can hear people talking in the background. My dad's just popped upstairs, and he's got a very loud voice. Okay, he's gone back down.
Did he email in to be on the podcast?
No, he just gets a special guest spot.
Starring role.
Starring role. Right, let's get on because we've already done 15 minutes of jabbering. And I've got a fun... I take that back. I've got an email for us. I don't know if it's fun because I read it before the break. And now I have no idea what it says. So I'll read it out. No, I don't think you have. One quick thing before we get into the email. It's been over a year since we recorded our very first episode.
Cute. Happy anniversary, my love.
Because it's been over a year it was a year on Friday that I flew to Australia. And we did a couple episodes before I went, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did.
Oh, that's cute. Happy anniversary.
Isn't it cute? Isn't it sweet? Anyways... Also, I feel like I've changed so much in this year. I used to have really short... I mean, I still do have really short curly hair, but, I had it out. I never have it out anymore.
I've been on a journey, as you know, but they don't.
You've been on a journey. Right. Let's get on. So, greetings, Amy and anonymous co-host. My name is unimportant, but for the sake of addressing, I'll present myself as just C. I've recently discovered your podcast and I'm currently catching up with the rest of the already published episodes. As a fellow ace, it's always a pleasure to come across other ace creators. Discussions about our common orientation are never too little, as far as I'm concerned. So thanks to you both for bringing your own perspective to us on this subject. At the moment I'm writing this email, I finished listening to the episode titled I Like My Labels and decided to propose some personal notes about the topic of labels since I've recently had a personal realization about them. First of all, a little preamble before I start. Brackets, I assure you it's necessary in order to understand the complete picture. Brackets. I found out about the existence of asexuality on the summer of 2010, short after my 17th birthday, from one of the, at the time, rare web articles written in my language, Italian. I stumbled upon during a boring evening. Such discovery completely changed my life since I've understood that what I was feeling or not feeling depending on optics applied had a name and it resonated with me. This realisation helped me a lot in understanding myself and my identity. Flash forward to exactly 15 years from then, July 2025, a week before my 32nd birthday, currently 4 days to go, I'm listening to another A-Spec podcast while working. And at one point, its host presented and subsequently explained a label called reciproromanticism. Have you heard of that?
No.
Ooh. Reciproromanticism. I think that's how you say it. Sorry, also, if I'm reading this a bit dodgy, it's because my eyes are really... they're just not okay at the minute. So apologies. Anyway, carrying on. As he was talking about it, I felt it. A sudden sensation. A click, just as the one that struck me the day I found out about asexuality. Something that didn't happen to me since then. Suddenly, an unforeseen realisation has come. I've remained still good for a chunk of time, rethinking my past, the first time I've fallen in love, how my previous romantic relationship started and developed, and it all made sense. In the following hours, I realised I'm reciproromantic. Brackets, I feel romantic attraction only after knowing someone. In my case, being heteromantic, just women, feels something for me first. Brackets. Did that make sense how I said that?
Yeah, like they start to feel romantic feelings when the person expresses feelings for them, right? Is that...
Yeah. Let me just read that again because I don't want to... get it confused. Reciprocity. Feel romantic attraction only after knowing someone. In their case, being heteroromantic, just women, feel something for me first. Yeah, does that make sense? Cool. That helped me a lot. Also on account of the fact that she also on account of the fact that at the beginning of this year, after 6 years spent not being interested in anyone and being content with it, I began developing romantic feelings for a person I've met online, on an online community of people I've personally known and loved for about 5 years now. After some time, she was flirting with me in a constant manner. When I realized what was happening, I felt like the most stupid entity in the whole wide world. Quotes. What the hell is wrong with me? Falling for some stranger on the internet. Really, it didn't happen when I was 14, and it's happening now that I'm almost 32. And also in a moment in which I'm not feeling the need for relationships at all. Quote. At first, I thought it was due to the amount of stress I had built because of my job. But after discovering the existence of the reciprocity label, I finally understood the reason why such a thing happened to me and retroactively realized it also happened with all my previous relationships. I've never been the one in the couple to make the first move at the beginning of the acquaintance period. My exes contacted and proposed to me firstly to go on a date, then and only after that I started to develop feelings for them. It never happened the other way around. That also explains why, just after the end of a relationship or when a person I'm feeling something for changes their heart and begins to feel interest in another individual, I completely stop having romantic feelings for them. Of course, I'm left with a bit of melancholy, but nothing else apart from that. I thought it could be due to some emotional detachment strategy my brain puts in place in order to avoid most of the pain associated with such an event. But in reality, as a reciprocity, I simply stop feeling a romantic attraction because of the awareness in knowing these people do not have romantic interest in me any longer. Such realization made me think further about labels and their actual importance. As far as I can remember, I've always considered labels as degrees on compass, useful to allow us to navigate ourselves within our own identity and outside of it in the world. After this last experience, I understand they are much more than that. Labels are useless until it comes to the moment they aren't. When it comes to experiences so much ingrained into the subjectiveness of each one of us, it is really difficult to understand each other when it's all starting from a broad and ambiguous definition. In gathering information, our brain uses definitions and symbols it learns to form. I hope I'm. This is fine. To form categories within which to catalogue them. The broader the definition, the blurrier the boundaries of said categories happen to be. So, everything is even remotely associated with this broad definition is put aside the same category in which it all blurries together. Someone could, brackets rightly so, find it strange that I've never realised I had fallen in love with someone only after they've shown to feel something for me. How someone could not notice that, right? Well, that's the reason. Since I didn't know the relevance and the peculiarity of this particular aspect of romantic attraction, my mind just assumed it followed the general definition of romantic attraction and put it together along with the rest of the other elements inside the same category, all blurred together. You don't think there is something particularly important about it because you perceive it as being part of the same set of emotions and responses followed by everybody else. Only when I've been presented with said elements, extrapolated from the rest of the romantic shades and accompanied with its specific definition, I was able to recognize it inside the indistinct pile and to correct my own definitions, brackets, and consequently to my categories too. That's why labels happen to be some very functional tools, because they help you recognise what is under your nose, to reconsider what you thought you knew, so that you can perfect the strategies you are already putting in place in order to deal with this kind of events. They are useless until they aren't. Now that I know I'm reciproromantic, I don't feel stupid anymore for what I perceive, and I'm conscious of what to expect when facing such situations. I'll not deny it's been a bit overwhelming and also scary. I thought to know myself, to have understood that part of me since the adolescence years, and yet now approaching my 32nd birthday, I discover it to be wrong. I didn't completely understand myself as I thought. As an adult, it makes me wonder if now I really know myself, or if there will be possible further additions in elderhood. Only life will tell. I hope I haven't been too verbose. I don't know what that means.
Don't ask me.
Or have bored you, but I felt it could be important to share this newfound awareness regarding labels so that perhaps it might help those who are skeptical about them or think they are fruitless attempt to categorize something that for some mysterious reason shouldn't be delved further, brackets, so as not to spoil its supposed magic, brackets, of their actual functionality in the practical world. Thanks again for your amazing job with the podcast, and of course for having read the entirety of this wall text of mine. I'll keep listening to you until the next episode. Best wishes to you both. Keep up the good fight. See. Oh, my eyes are so watery. That was a very interesting email.
That was kind of incredible.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
I actually feel a little bit overwhelmed with that.
Yeah, do you know what I really, really love? And I love that it was mentioned more than once. Labels are useless till they aren't. I love that. I literally love that.
Definitely calling the episode that. Like, 100%.
Like,
definitely.
And do you know what? This is, like, when you said, oh, do you know what reciproromantic is? And I said, no. It gives you a whole new perspective, even me and you, who, like, we always say this. We think we know a lot of stuff about it because of research and talking to people and talking to each other and going through the motions and stuff, but it's just another person adding a whole another level that can just be explored, and it's interesting, and like some people might resonate with that, and
it was interesting. And I think she makes a really good point of like, you think you've got yourself down. You think you understand yourself, and then something will happen and someone will come along and be like, oh shit, maybe that's me.
Curveball.
Like, we talk about that all the time.
It's I was having this conversation with you before we recorded last week's episode. And like I said to you, you know, I like my little box with no lid. I like my labels. Like, for me, it's comfortable for me. I don't expect other people to have to like pick their label if they're not comfortable with that. But if you're comfortable with that and it helps you understand it, and it's nice to have these realization moments. And I agree, in some ways it kind of does suck that you didn't have these realizations when you were younger, but I
or
think
even have like the education to have these realizations.
Yeah, but
like,
I also just think
that's what angers me at the minute, and still and forever has, is like those realizations weren't even possible because we didn't even know it existed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think in some ways, to put like the way that I put a positive spin on that, because it makes me feel better knowing something later in life, is I'm more mature and I'm more ready to have these conversations, and I'm more open to kind of try and understand myself as a person. Whereas when you are a bit younger, and we had a conversation about people's like maturity levels and how ready they are to hear certain things. Sometimes when you're a bit younger, you don't want to hear it because you're not comfortable with it, or you don't have the education, or you don't understand it. Whereas when you are a bit older and you've kind of gone through the motions and you've gone through life and you've gone through your relationships and your experiences, you are more open to listening to something different to see if it does resonate.
Maybe you will accept it. Yeah, maybe you will accept it better as well. Like, I mean, I didn't, but...
You were still younger than you are now, and you're at a very different point compared to where you were when you kind of started to figure these things out. And I think a lot of this stuff is very difficult to navigate, and there's so much terminology about sexualities and feelings and the psychology of it all and how people's brains work about it and how what people want and need and everything like that. And I think as if you can try and understand yourself as much as possible, that's going to benefit you immensely as a person. And then if you do decide you want to get into a relationship or be with someone, you have that deeper understanding of yourself, and then you can put that across to the other person so that that person is absolutely right for you and your needs and what you want and your expectations. It's also super interesting, like I think in some ways a lot, like you know, like when you're if you're in a group of friends or something and one of your friends goes, oh, you know, so and so likes you, and then you see them in a different perspective and you kind of go, oh, this person likes me, like, and then you kind of view them in a different way. It's kind of that's obviously it's not that's not what it is, and I don't want to like dim it down to like that level, but even something like that for someone who is straight or isn't anywhere, sits doesn't sit anywhere on the ace spectrum or anything like that, sometimes feelings do develop more because you know that that person has those kind of feelings towards you, and you might not specifically like identify or label yourself in that way. But also, humans fear rejection, and I think when you kind of remove that barrier of rejection, and someone that's one of the things really with like dating apps, if someone likes you on there, they've obviously shown some kind of interest in some part of your profile. Not necessarily, it might not necessarily be any other surface, like below surface level. Because you know how much can you put across, but that's you don't have to put yourself out there as much because they've shown you that they're interested or they've shown some kind of feelings, and I think that that comes into it as well because humans don't like nobody likes being rejected, whether it's romantic, whether it's friendship, whether it's a job, whether it like you don't like that rejection, and I think sometimes it
It's
is
scary,
harder
isn't
to and it's harder to form the relationships with people through that fear and navigating through the rejection. Anyway, but obviously, when you understand that about yourself and you understand the type of person you are and your romantic attraction and your sexual attraction, and it's just, it opens more doors for you in a way to understand yourself, to understand what you want, and to be a person that would be good for someone else as well as good for yourself.
No, I get that. I feel like there's a few things in that email that I'm like, that's good like talking points, because like the change, or not the change of label, but like throwing something out there that's discovering a new part of who you are, that's hard, but also like it's a good thing in the long run, but it can be hard to like navigate. And like, for example, from like we always say, don't box yourself in, like anything can happen kind of thing. And I think recently for me, like going back to the Saturday night, I was feeling a bit like flirty or whatever. I was feeling flirty towards a guy for the first time in like ages. And I feel like for maybe like a good like 2 years now, maybe even three or something, like I've been coming to terms with the fact that I'm probably gonna end up with a woman. Like I've just been more gravitational towards them, and like you know when you picture yourself in the future, you see it with like a man or a woman or whatever. Like I couldn't see it for ages, and I kind of like I felt uncomfortable with the fact that I was with a woman. It was very like internalized homophobia, I guess, not to like a massive extent, but it was just definitely there and underlying. And then I feel like I've like come to terms with the fact I'm like, oh, I'm feeling like vibes towards women. And then now recently I'm like feeling vibes towards a boy, and I'm like, ah, I'm like, what's going
Not a
on?
boy.
It's just not, it's fun, but it's not fun. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I've come to terms with this and I've seen my future now, and like,
You've come to terms with one thing, and then your brain just does like a 180, and you're like, hang on a minute. No. I was okay. It's like I said to you, I was okay with one thing, and then so many things change, and it's like, it's
It's hard
hard.
because also like I don't know, I think I think a lot. I think my brain is constantly going, and I think a lot about my future and like how I see myself and like family and living situations and kids and things like that. And like, I sort of like was coming to terms with the fact that like, I might have to adopt, I might have to have kids in a different way, I might like the whole wedding thing, and like I might not even get married, I might not even have kids, but like that's something I would like to do, so it's in the visions, do you know what I mean? And then like to help yourself come to terms with the fact that like it could be a woman, but now to have like a male in the picture, it's like oh, if something was to happen here with a man, like the whole having babies would be so much easier.
Yeah.
And like just having that classic societal scene wedding would be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Like I think worrying about family acceptance would be easier. Not that I worry too much about family acceptance, but like,
no, but some people do. And I think like I think that that's another thing that kind of comes into looking at all the different sexualities and variants of being ace and just like the LGBTQI plus spectrum is fear as well.
Yeah.
And I think that that blocks people from accepting, and it also blocks people from educating themselves on these different kind of different spectrums, identities, different things, because it's just easier to put the blindfold on and fake it till you make it. But I think educating yourself and allowing yourself to be uncomfortable, like, that's the only time that you will grow, properly grow, is when you are uncomfortable. Growth comes from being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then eventually it does get comfortable and you do, but like that's how, I think that's how I see a lot of things, is like, if you're in a point where you're not happy with something, well, something has to be changed and adapted. And what is it? What's the thing that you have to focus on? And it might be just exploring different labels. Rather than having to explore different labels to label yourself, it's just exploring different labels to educate yourself, to try and understand yourself.
And I think it's important, like, there are definitely some people out there who won't want a label. Like, I've said it before, like, I like the asexual label because it explains a lot about the way I feel, but I don't care for, like, gay, straight, bi labels that much. Like, I don't care for it. Like, it doesn't mean anything to me. So where our person emailing is saying labels are useless until they're useful, or whatever they said, I'm like, completely. Like, my asexual label is useful, but my gay, straight, bi label is so unuseful. So I just won't go there. Like, I don't need it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just like who I like. But the fact that I was thinking the majority of me likes women, and now I'm like, oh, but I was kind of vibing with this guy, it's like, oh my god. I don't know, it's just not happened. But then I also think, like, oh my god, the thing is, I'm still so asexual because I don't want to sleep with the guy, and I also don't want to sleep with a girl. Like,
yeah,
I need to explore that more. I definitely need to explore that more, because I need to, like, put myself in those situations. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, like, I feel like I need to.
You've got to get uncomfortable and kind of
put yourself in the situation. It's making me feel really uncomfortable thinking, should I actually act upon these feelings, or should I just, like, wait it out? And like, I've decided to wait it out for a minute, because I am worried and I'm scared and whatever, but maybe soon. And also, I've got to work with this guy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
So I'm not going to, like, shit where I sleep kind of thing. So I have got to be careful. But maybe if the time comes, like, I'll explore it a bit more, and then I'll explore where I sit within the asexual spectrum as well, because I've never been in a relationship or even had that kind of vibe with someone to explore whereabouts I actually do sit in the A spectrum. I can guess, and that's where I'm guessing Demi and Grey, but it'll be really nice to actually explore that for real and not just in my head, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing this year, isn't it, really? Like, just kind of figuring stuff out. Getting uncomfortable.
But you're brave,
understand.
Like, you're brave with that kind of thing. I feel like I'm really not. Like I was like, I'm gonna go on a date every month this year, blah 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 blah. I've not even acted upon it, because I think deep down I'm probably just really scared.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, yeah, I mean, I thanks for calling me brave. My issue is I do all these things and I'm really
I
like
just think you're hardcore,
ballsy.
do you know what I mean?
I'm built really ballsy and I get myself out there and then the
I love that. I wish
the,
I was
yeah, but
like
the
that.
feelings that come after that and the feelings that come from the overthinking and the spiraling and the rejection and the confusion, it's that's really I find that bit hard to deal with.
But then like we were
afterwards.
Saying, like you learn from that. You'll learn more about yourself through that. Whereas I'm
no,
not learning about myself because I'm not putting myself in situations where I could learn about myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that there's
like I think
you
that's
know
really
what?
Cool.
There's pros and cons for both of the attitudes towards the situation. Because I think I've like skulked back into the kind of where you sit and I'm like, well, I've just, you know, I've gone through a few things that have made me feel really shitty. So now I'm good. I'm back in the box. I'm not putting myself out there. I'm not dating. I'm not talking to anyone. I don't want to. And part of
yeah,
that
but
comes
I feel
from...
like...
Oh, come on,
sorry, carry on.
Look, now we're like interrupting like we're going out of fashion. No.
I say, I feel like it will... Because you've been there before, it will come back to you
it
in
is
time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a time
yeah.
thing. Let yourself have the time to... feel shit and like revert back, but I feel very confident at the fact that you're going to bounce forward and you will put yourself out there again. Whereas for me, I'm not even getting off that start line. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do. And I do know what you mean. And I think for me, a lot of the things that I've realized, it's I've gone back to that box, but if stuff comes my way, I'm not going to reject it.
Yeah, I love that. See, I would.
Yeah, that, I think that's where the difference is, whereas I'm not going to actively put myself out there because I'm back in kind of the mindset of I would like to focus on myself and there's a lot of things that I want to do just in general with life, like fun things and things that I think will be good for me. If, you know, if stuff comes my way, I'm not going to reject it and not have it. But whereas before I was kind of was trying to push myself out there out of the comfort zone a little bit and some aspects of it worked out. Oh, she's doing her cream, guys.
Oh, it's really funny.
Some aspects of it worked out and some aspects of it didn't, and it showed me a lot and I have learned a lot. And then there's sometimes, you know, when you're in a situation and you do kind of want to sit there and you go, right, you know, I'm going to learn from this. And sometimes I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to be sad and I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
And I don't
I
want
think
the
that's
lesson.
So good. When people just, like, allow yourself to be sad and feel the emotions and then move on, I think that's actually so helpful. Like, do you know what? This is a really stupid example, right? Right. My dishwasher, and I think this happens to some people's dishwasher, it doesn't fully clean, like, the glasses. And it really pisses me off because they'll come out with, like, bits on. And I'm like, Anyway, I'm a bit of a clean freak when it comes to stuff like that. And my mum was downstairs and she was unloading the dishwasher and I went to go grab this mug for a hot chocolate and it came out dirty and I was like, oh, it's so annoying. And she was like, just give it to me, I'll clean it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's fine. Just let me be angry about it for a minute and then I'm over it, I'll clean it and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's fine. I just need to get out my frustration because it's so annoying. You put it in the dishwasher for it to be clean and it comes out even more dirty and you're like, ugh, it's so annoying. Just let me be angry about it. Let me get it out and then we move on. Do you know what I mean? Like, let me have a sec.
Well,
and then I'll feel
that.
So much better. Otherwise, I'll bottle it up and then I'll just get frustrated over, like, a hair on the floor or something. Like,
yeah, so I've
not,
done,
won't,
literally,
do you know
I've,
what I mean?
I've said something so similar
and it's the same with,
at
like...
work. I've said something similar at work this week because I was doing something and it's something that's been put in place because other people think it's beneficial. I disagree and I don't think it's beneficial. However, I still have to do it. And one of the girls at work went, well, moaning about it's not going to get it done... and you still have to do it. And I'm like, I understand
I get it,
that.
But
I understand moaning about it is not going to get it done. I understand moaning about it is not going to magically make someone go, oh, you're moaning about it, you don't have to do it. But moaning about it is making me feel better whilst I'm doing the stupid thing that I think is a waste of time. So, number one, the stupid thing gets done. Number two, it's done how you want me to do it. And number three, I can do it, move on with my emotions, feel my feelings, and then leave. And then everything is kind of ticked off. Like, if you're making me do something and I'm not allowed to share my feelings about it, bottling it up, like you said, it's not helpful, it's not healthy. And I also think that nobody says that when someone's really happy. No one says, oh, no, you've got to stop being so happy about that. Like, when you feel your feelings and it's a positive emotion, it's like, yeah, we're all on board, everything's great. But as soon as it's like anger or sadness or frustration or annoyance or something like that, or even like trying to like w navigate through accepting something about yourself, negative emotions, no, keep that in. Feel your feelings in private. Positive emotions, like,
Yeah, it's annoying. It's
it is.
annoying. I always say, like, moan about it and then
Moan and move on.
do something about it and move on. What I can't deal with is people when they moan about shit and then they don't do anything about it and then they moan about it all the time. And I'm like, right, moan about it and get over it and do something about it, change it up, active, whatever, or moan about it. Don't get over it. Like, just don't moan about it. If you're not willing to do something about it, don't moan about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
There might be certain ex what's the word? Certain like
Well, certain situation, you could use the
ex
word
like you
situation.
can no there might be expectate ex ex not expectation
Extenuating
certain
circumstances.
yeah like. That's not like a flat rule 24/7. Do you know what I mean? Like there are
No.
exceptions. Exceptions. That's the
Exceptions to the
word.
rule.
Exceptions. There are
Okay, yeah.
exceptions, but most of the time I do stick by like, yeah, moan, then move on. Or like, do you know what I mean? Like be active about it.
And
Or
sometimes,
just
you know,
don't
you,
moan about
there's sometimes you can't do anything about the situation apart
Yeah,
from moan,
yeah.
like if it's out of your control. But then you kind of also have to think about how far is that negative space gonna get you?
Yeah, like how can we change up the way we're thinking in order to be helpful to yourself?
Like sometimes things suck and they just suck, and sometimes that's it. There's no deep and meaningful situation from that,
Yeah,
but
like I can moan and be really sad about the fact I'm asexual, but it's not going to change the fact I'm asexual. I've got to find a way to get on with it. Otherwise, I'm just
that,
going to
and we've
spend the
said
rest of my
that, and
life
we,
depressed,
yeah, exactly. We've
which
said
is
that
so
though
easy to do,
for a
but.
while. We have these conversations, and sometimes like you'll message me and you'll be like, oh, I'm negative about it, and I'll be the therapist. And sometimes more recently, you've been more of the therapist than I have, I will be honest with you guys.
Oh, do you
But
know what? I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's helpful to therapize someone else to me.
yeah, no, yeah, it is. But I think like it's not going to change. Something like that is not going to change. So that's why we've done this podcast. It's just me and you just talking shit about it so that we can feel more positive about it, or get our feelings out about it, or share something and hopefully help someone with it. And it's just riding the waves, like we said.
Yeah. Get your surfboards out, guys, because this wave ain't slowing down anytime soon.
Surf's up.
Surf's up. Right. You've got to go to the gym. I've got to have my dinner. I think I might. Do I go to the gym? It's dark outside now. Do I go to the gym? I don't think I'm going to go to the gym, let's be real.
If you don't go to the
I've
gym, that's
got.
fine, but you can't moan about it.
No, but I've got filming tomorrow. So I
Okay.
feel like I could
Nice,
maybe run early night.
nice little early night for you.
Yeah, I love an early night, me.
I'm gonna go and do a spin class and get some endorphins.
Don't go for a run in the dark. Is that a vibe? Anyway, I don't know. I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know what I do next week. If you're that interested, let me know. DM me. I can tell you. Guys, please get in touch with any more emails. Don't worry if they're long. That was a very long email. It was gorgeous. The writing on it as well was very
It
like
was
mature.
articulated so well.
Very, yes.
And shout out Italian as well.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to that back because sometimes I don't take everything in when I read it out loud. Do you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
I can't wait to listen to it back and properly absorb the whole thing. But thank you so much for sending that in. That was really good and it brought up some really good topics of conversation. Dear listener, email in if you have anything you'd like to add to the conversation, anything you want to ask, any advice for us, if you want any advice from us, etc., etc. Please also remember to download and subscribe so you get notifications when we upload, which should be every Friday from now on if we're on it. Please do forgive if it's not there one Friday. But yeah, hopefully we'll be on it now. Also, again, if you want to be a guest on, please let us know. And we'll have ya. Come join the podcast gang. Right, have a gorgeous week.
Thank you.
Anything you want to add?
No.
You crack me up, man.
Sometimes right. I have to think if there is anything I actually want to add. I mean, 9 times out of 10, I don't really have anything to add.
No. But that's okay.
No, yeah.
Maybe next week I will come with some makeup on and my eye won't be so gammy.
Well, I think you look great anyway.
Thanks. I haven't washed my hair in about 4 days as well. That's why it's scooped back.
Mine is also scooped back, but you guys can't see that. So right now we're twinning.
Twinning. Right. Have a gorgeous week. Love you lots.
Oh, love
back
you too.
Back in your ears next week.